This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Sometimes too much of a good thing is, well, too much. That seems to be what some residents and city commissioners in Traverse City are thinking about the upcoming National Cherry Festival and the many other festivals that draw visitors to Traverse City all through the year. In short, some of the locals are starting to push back. It's been dubbed festival fatigue. Some residents complain in particular about the Cherry Festival in a downtown park called the Open Space. It runs along Grand Traverse Bay. They grumble about noise, trash, and crowds. Others say the festivals and the tourists they bring are mighty good for the town's economy and fun for the locals as well. So let's get into the pros and cons as we welcome the mayor of Traverse City, Mayor Michael Estes. So very good to have you with us today. Thank you.
Well, so good of you to have me on your show.
Can you give us, Mayor, some idea how many festivals happen through the year in Traverse City? And I say that because I actually tried to figure it out through picking through the Traverse City True North website, and there were so many great things happening, I couldn't count them all.
Yeah, well, let's start off by, in the city itself, there tends to be some controls that we exert in terms of the total number and in which parks we have. But most people, when they think of festivals and they refer to Traverse City, they're talking about an area much larger than the city itself, which includes the county. And you're correct. To figure out how many we have would take a mathematician, quite honestly.
But and all of this must have a tremendously positive impact for the city and the region's bottom line, a real boost to the economic stability of the region.
There's no doubt economically it's the chief source of revenue that so many of our businesses have. And quite honestly, it's an enjoyment for a great many of our residents. What the City Commission has tried to deal with is put some perspective on this, such that we like events, we like festivals, but do we want them all in the month of July? And do we want them week after week during that period? What we've tried to do with our policies is say, let's sort of allow some downtime between events, give our community a chance to recuperate from the noise, from the congestion, from the trash accumulation, and just allow our residents to enjoy some of the town without all of the things that festivals bring.
What are you hearing as residents talk to you in terms of how the festivals impact their daily life in Traverse City?
I think two of the issues that cause the greatest amount of angst would be late-night noise issues that would come from our open space. A lot of people would prefer to have some downtime, let's say, in the evening hours, and we are working towards some controls on that. And I think the next one is the congestion plus the trash accumulation.
Mm.
The congestion issue is one that's very difficult to truly deal with, but a lot of that would be here whether we had festivals or not. Traverse City and the beaches in Traverse City and the surrounding beaches and lakes in the community are a very desirable destination for visitors, and we very much appreciate them visiting. But again, you know, visitors do want some downtime, and that's what we're trying to work towards.
Yeah, because I'm sure that the last thing, as mayor, you want to do is for visitors to feel like they're imposing or that the welcome mat isn't rolled out.
Yeah, that's absolutely, you couldn't have said it better. And that is not the case at all. And it's not the case with the city commissioners or even the residents, per se. They are not opposed to having visitors. Again, it's this scenario of do we want events going on all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It's really just a matter of trying to make that mix. Because if we became a continuous event going on in town, are people really having the opportunity to enjoy what we have? And part of the attraction of Traverse City are the beautiful beaches we have right in town, the access to our waters, the biking trails that we have, and the host of other amenities that we offer. So I think it's keeping that mix and balance that we're working towards.
I'm speaking with Traverse City Mayor Michael Estes as we talk about the richness of festivals that happens throughout the year in Traverse City, especially the upcoming National Cherry Festival. And, Mayor, a lot of the pushback from residents seems to be focused on that upcoming Cherry Festival, especially the block of time that it's going to take up that open space, that park along the waterfront, with a total of 17 days. What's being done to address those concerns?
The city will once again look at that situation. We've already made it known to the National Cherry Festival that that length of time will likely come under some scrutiny in the future in a meeting that we'll either have in late August or early September. But I have to say in response that the National Cherry Festival Board of Directors and their staff have been very cooperative, and they're trying to create an event that will be embraced by the community. Because most of what they can accomplish is done by volunteers, which are people from the community. And if they're not on board, the event is not going to happen with the success it has in prior years.
You need each other.
That's right. That's the bottom line. And so we know we're already looking at a task force that will include members of the National Cherry Festival and some of the prior directors as to trying to work through this situation. And I think it's something that we will solve, and as a result, we'll even have a better National Cherry Festival when we're finished.
So it seems the real challenge for you and for city leaders and also the organizers of the festivals is how do you balance a festival that's good for your economy and brings national attention to your city, but at the same time, you want to protect the local sense of home and place?
That's correct. And again, so many things that Traverse City has to offer are taken away from if you're just here in total traffic, year-round potentially. But we really have the big input in terms of people wanting to be here and have events here in July and August. We yet have not geared up for the full impact we're going to have from traffic. Traffic will likely double in the months of July and August from what we normally see. And we have to deal with the realities of a road system that normally can't handle that type of impact. So, again, it's a balancing act, and I think we're on the right in the right direction in solving that.
Traverse City Mayor Michael Estes, we want to thank you so much for speaking with us. And as I was saying, I'm sure many of us listening wishing that we were up there on the beach right now in Traverse City with you. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
The National Cherry Festival runs from July 5th through July 12th. Setup will begin this weekend in Traverse City.